Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, around 9:45, we're going to hear an update from 1st District Congressman Tracy Mann, his first interview with KMAN since being elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. We'll get an update on what's going on in Washington, D.C. from him. But right now, it's our opportunity to hear our monthly update from the Raleigh County Police Department. Filling in for Director Dennis Butler here today, we've got a couple of captains on the police force. Brad Yeager joins us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have Greg Steer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on here, both Brad and Greg, recent promotions here to the rank of captain. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and their history with the police department. Brad, let's start with you here. I know you have the Yeager name is synonymous here with law enforcement in our area. Of course, I know you have a brother who is the county sheriff on the other side of the river in Pottawatomie County. How long have you been with Raleigh County Police Department?
Yeah, I started in 2004, so I've been here, you know, just going on my 17th year. And yeah, you know, synonymous. Yeah. So just a little history. Yeah, I started with my grandfather. You know, he worked for the Manhattan City Police Department, and then my father worked for the Manhattan City Police Department. And then when they consolidated, then, you know, it was the Raleigh County Police Department. And then I have, you know, I guess three other brothers who are in law enforcement as well. So, yeah.
All right. So getting promoted to the rank of captain, what did that mean to you here?
Yeah, I think it's it means a lot to, you know, regards to what I can do for the agency and the HE. You know, everything has been really great. You know, I just, it allows me the ability to continue the progress that, that our predecessors have set. You know, our agency is a great agency because of all of our past leaders and the current leaders. And, you know, I feel very fortunate to be, you know, part of that role and, you know, benefit the agency and the community. I think we do a lot of great things, and I feel very lucky to be a part of that.
All right. Greg, what's your history with the police department?
Yeah, I started in 2000, just a couple years before Brad. I was actually, I was born in Manhattan, lived in this area my entire life. I went to Kansas State University, graduated from there, and worked since 2000. I've been in a variety of divisions and patrol and training in our intel unit, and this is my 20th year. I'm very excited as well. I echo all the comments that Brad made.
Prior to being a captain, both of you were lieutenants, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. When were you promoted, Greg? It was a little bit more recently.
Yes, it was last fall in December.
Okay. And for you, getting that promotion here, what does that mean to you?
Oh, it's been a tremendous opportunity. I feel very blessed and fortunate to be in this position. I'm most excited for the opportunity to have influence, you know, in our agency and continue the great things that we've done over the years. And I think our agency has always put a priority on making connections with the community, and I'm looking forward to continuing that, and it's just it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, that's one thing that I know Director Butler talks a lot about here is community policing and how important that is. I've heard Captain Kyle talk about that also, and that's been a little bit more challenging here, I know, with COVID this past year, but, you know, the mission really has never changed.
It hasn't. I know, you know, we're excited that we're starting to see signs that we're going to be able to loosen things up a little bit. We're looking forward to getting back to having ride-alongs again and being able to do more speaking engagements in the community, because that's been a challenge over the past year. But we're still here trying to get ready to do all those things.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about some of the events that you have kind of coming up on the radar. Hard to believe we're promoting events again because it's been such a long time. But Brad, do you want to talk about some of those?
Yeah, so a couple of them we got kind of going on. I think, you know, we have the Polar Plunge that's going on April 10th. at the Bill Snyder Family Stadium, which benefits, you know, the Kansas Special Olympics. That's always a great event that brings people out, you know, kind of a fun event that also is a really good benefit. So that's occurring. And then I think today Greg was going to speak about the Cover the Car.
Yeah. So we actually today, this is great timing. We have an event that is going to start at 10 a.m. at Walmart, and it's called Manhattan Cover the Cruiser. We're going to be out there all day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Working in conjunction with Walmart. And it's a new event for us. We've never done anything quite like this, but all of the benefits are going to go to Special Olympics. And it's kind of in conjunction with the Polar Plunge that Brad just spoke about. And what you can do is go out there, and for a donation, you get to place an icon on one of our RCPD patrol cars. And we're hoping that by the end of the day, we can have the whole car covered and be a great opportunity to support a great cause. And all of those donations will go towards sports competitions for 4,000 special athletes across the state of Kansas. So it's a great event, and we're excited about it. We hope we get a lot of people out there.
That's great. Yes. And I know the law enforcement has real deep connections with Special Olympics. Those athletes, obviously very inspiring. And the relationships that you guys build with Special Olympics just are awesome to see.
Absolutely. We've been doing this for several years. It's a great chance for our officers to get with the community and do things like this, where we get the chance to support a great cause. We really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it's important. We have a bunch of passionate employees here that really, I mean, for lack of a better term, you really take that torch and really make sure that all these events are well attended and are very, beneficial for that. And so I think we're very fortunate that people throughout the years continue those efforts.
All right, very good. Well, this is a call-in program, guys. We have a caller waiting on the line who has a question or a comment for the police department. So let's get him. Good morning.
Yes, I was pleased to see three of your patrol cars out at Leonardville yesterday and late in the afternoon. It's good to show the vehicles around the county and the interest in learning the roads and the area and meeting the people. Thank you so much for that kind of countywide exposure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a unique thing about having a county police department. You're not just the serving the city of Manhattan. You've got your whole area is pretty stretched all the way from north to south.
It is, and that's one of the unique things about our department. For Brad and I, this is the only law enforcement that we know. So we've kind of grown up with this type of system, but it creates challenges that we have. Obviously, rural areas and urban areas, and our officers have to be ready to respond to all those places. And we certainly make a strong commitment to our county officers and our county residents.
Yeah, I mean, the gentleman caller there, he mentioned, learning the roads and stuff. You know, we have a great training program. That's part of that training program, because it is a little bit different. You know, there's not a lot of agencies that are consolidated, so it's different, and it's a different aspect for when we hire a new police officer, that they have to understand that there's different laws and statutes that we have to enforce. And that's part of our training program. You know, one of it is that they go up there and they really ride with the county officer and learn how to police up there and what they need to do. So it's very beneficial. And I think it makes us, provide better services.
All right. Well, it's interesting to me, because I've been up in the North County. I get lost when I go up there. I'm not as familiar with the area. How do you not get lost?
Thank goodness for technology, right? So most areas we have pretty good service. And, I guess this is a good plug for, our communicators and our dispatchers. They're really our lifeline, to be honest with you, that if we need a resource or we don't know where we're at, we don't know where we're going, we're fortunate enough to pick up that handset and talk to a dispatcher on the other end who can assure us where we're going and really guide us in where we're going, the appropriate location, and give us all the resources that we need. So, I guess we have that resource that's very beneficial that some people don't.
Yeah. Well, and the 911 system, from what I've heard, is nothing but rave reviews here, at least from the law enforcement perspective. A lot more clear to hear on now.
Yeah, the radio system. Yeah, the new radio system's done pretty well. You know, there's still some things that we need to work out, but for the most part, you know, our radio system is doing well. You know, and then in regards to, you know, you talked about 911 system. You know, we have a benefit where our dispatchers are trained in, you know, to provide first aid and those measures over the phone to a caller. You know, because if it is a remote area, say in the county where it's going to take maybe a minute for emergency services to get there, they can provide that direction and those, you know, techniques or whatever it may be to hopefully benefit and solve some of the problem before first responders get there.
You know, one thing I know that the county commission has been talking about is the next gen 911 and maybe renumbering and redoing some of the street addresses up, especially in the north part of the county. From a police department perspective, is that a big deal to you guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, I realize it may be a little bit of an inconvenience for somebody who's had the same address for a long time, but the ability for us to map that and get the exact location of where we're going is crucial. I think that's the biggest thing is we can, you know, our dispatchers can get the call, but if we don't know 100% where we're going and can never get those resources there, then that could be very drastic, you know. So it's very beneficial to have these renumbering and make sure that, you know, if there's services are needed that we know where we're going and have that ability.
Mm-hmm. And we're speaking with Brad Yeager, Greg Steer, a couple of captains here on the Raleigh County Police Department. We're going to pause here for just a moment, take a break, pay some bills, and we'll continue on Focus after this in just a couple minutes here on News Radio KMAN.